The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
I'm going to go next now to a familiar face and voice. It's Richie Sadler, who we know as a soccer pundit and ex-international footballer. He joined us on the line. You're very, very welcome, Richie.
Dervil, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Yeah, look, your day job actually is as a psychotherapist. And I know that over the last couple of years, you've been using your expertise to create and to develop sexual health modules for secondary school students. And I know that there's an app that you've recently developed. But before I get to that, can you just maybe just give me an insight into the background of the work that you've been doing in schools and how it all began?
Well, how it all began, I first started to work as a psychotherapist around 2013, 2014, and I went back to my old secondary school and presented myself for any mental health related support work you could do in a classroom with students. I had no real firm idea. I just thought it would be good to look into doing something like this. And that evolved to a module. And the more and more I spoke in classrooms openly and heard from teenagers who spoke about the world in which they were moving, it's a very different landscape than the one when myself and yourself were 16, the more I started to realise there was a real eagerness to learn and to talk about issues around relationships and online porn and consent and all of the things that they were hearing about but not really understanding, and nobody was talking to them properly about it. Coupled with that, I was having quite a few sessions in my therapy practice with teenagers and their parents, teenagers who had gone through pretty distressing experiences, the kind of experiences that you think, with a bit more education early, given on time, maybe this would have been avoidable. So we put our heads together, myself and Elaine Burns, developed the sexual health module, and it really, really took off. And we got so many invitations to go to other schools, we thought we'd go online with this. So we set up an online platform.
And you describe yourself, and Elaine is a doctoral researcher at the School of Psychology in NUI Galway. But you describe this, these modules on sexual health for teens, essentially as the rules of the road before they get into the car.
Yeah, do you know what? The more kind of crisis response sessions I was having in my therapy practice, or the more conversations with parents or teachers, and they were kind of shaking their head in judgment at youngsters who had said or done certain things or made decisions or choices that you think, well, an adult would just know better. The more I realised that there's a real need for early intervention stuff. So that kind of simple phrase, like, let's learn the rules of the road before you get behind the wheel of the car. And the tricky thing there is a lot of adults don't want to have these conversations with teenagers. Mm-hmm. They don't want them to know certain things, or they're afraid to realise what they actually know. So an online platform, this just provides, like we've set up, provides info and guidance and support and education, the kind of stuff that they actually need.
Well, look, let's see. Let's just chat about some of the dilemmas that we see facing teenagers. The classic one, which is terrifying for both students and their families and their parents, is, you know, this kind of demand to show nude pictures or to exchange them, both the request for them and the accession by young teenagers who agree, often under huge pressure to do it. It's the dread of the shared picture being sent around.
Actually, I was having a discussion very recently with a parent who had discovered that her daughter had a file of nude images of her own body on her phone, and her mother kind of wanted to know, how do I broach this? I don't want to be too judgmental, I don't want to be harsh, but I want to know what's going on. And the teenager just said, Mum, that's what's expected at the moment. This is just what you have to do. Now, that was the world in which that girl was living in, but to broaden it out to all young people, I think there's a real conversation to be had around the responsibility of having images of your own body, and how do you appropriately treat those images of other people. I've had numerous sessions with young people who have shared images of themselves to online to accounts that turned out not to be run by the person they thought it was, and you can imagine how distressing that is in the mind of a young person. So in order to provide the support and the guidance that young people need in this area, you've kind of got to get in and understand their world in order to give them the kind of info that they actually need.
And isn't it a different world? Like, I mean, Richie, when we were younger, like, I mean, for generations, you know, all teenagers grapple with, you know, changes to their bodies, you know, feeling conflicted. They feel like an adult, but they're still like a child, you know, just the ordinary trials and tribulations of being a teenager, navigating adolescence. But I suppose what is really, really different now compared to when we were growing up is that we live in a world where everything is being filmed, potentially filmed. We all have phones and we're all online.
I think that's the biggest issue. I probably every decade you could go back for the last 50 years, somebody will make a claim that it's tougher now than any previous generation of adolescents. Like every generation claims to experiencing some unique difficulty. But you're right. I think the big comparison, myself and yourself could compare life when we were 16. And as you said, there's a lot of stuff that every teenage generation will experience, the bodily changes, the having first experiences, and all the other really potentially awkward and difficult stuff. But social media exists now. It didn't back then. Online porn is everywhere. It wasn't back then. As you said, everyone has camera phones. Online dating exists. So much of their interactions are online. They leave a trace of everything that they say and do online. And like most adults, you realise, God, I'm glad most of what I said and did when I was a teenager is now forgotten. But these now live in a world where they leave a footprint everywhere. And that's difficult to manage.
We could do a whole programme just on teenagers and online porn. But what I wanted to bring you to is really, I suppose, where your professional world collides with the education world, which is, you know, this debate around sexual education in Ireland and how this embeds into a curriculum. Obviously, the schools that you've worked with and with your app share are very open to it. But in a country where the vast majority of our schools are still Catholic maintained and Catholic controlled, it isn't always easy perhaps to go in and have those conversations that perhaps might go against the ethos of a school, or perhaps it's its own way that it believes that that sexual and personal health should be communicated to students.
You're right. I think that there is a line in the wording of sex education at the moment is that the ethos of any school should be respected, which is a line that allows a school to adapt or remove any element of sex education that they like. So there isn't a uniform approach to this all over the country. But even if you bring it away from schools and into households, there's often dispute between parents on exactly how you should broach these topics. And there's maybe a different view of, do you approach it differently to a boy compared to a girl? So there are lots of issues, and we're all kind of slightly guided or triggered by our own experiences at that age and by our own sense of what's right and wrong. But so I think we set up this online platform, it's available for everyone. Once you access it, all the information is there. You can go into it as much or as little as you like, but it's the kind of information young people need.
Can parents access it? You know, look, I mean, what does the app do? What do you hope to achieve? Because, you know, particularly when it comes to technology, a lot of the parents don't feel that they have enough information to educate themselves about the world that their teenagers are operating in.
Yeah, so the setup, it's kind of like a Netflix format. Once you've access to it, you can kind of click into a variety of different titles or topic areas, and there's loads of subsections. So absolutely, parents can screen every bit of information and content that's on there before any young person goes looking at it. But the really thing that we're really keen to do, I mean, it'd be great if this was rolled out in schools, but if it just facilitated conversations between teenagers and parents, either before they go on the app or after they go on the app, I think that's really what we're aiming. It was one of the outcomes of the classroom sessions that we had. So many teenagers would come in week after week saying, actually, they broached certain topics at home that they couldn't have if the classes weren't taking place. So it's to kind of bridge the gap, which is sometimes a wide gap between the teenager and the parent they have in their household around talking about these conversations. But our whole thing is that the more open we are as adults, the more informative we can be, the better chance the young people in our lives will be able to make informed decisions.
Yeah, and it seems a long way, Richie, from just the days of the birds and the bees. Are we getting better at having those more complicated conversations, both as young people and as adults?
I don't know. You're asking me to speak for a whole population here, a whole country. There'll be some people listening to this actually who think, my God, this is the furthest thing from what I'd be comfortable to do, either as a teenager, as a parent, is to have a conversation with each other about online porn or how to correctly use a condom or all the other complex questions around consent or relationships or... But I think it's important to have the conversations. That's the key thing. And for anyone who's uncomfortable having them, I think we should step in and really deliver this all over the country in schools or wherever, and just to support young people in the way that they should be supported.
We might need one for adults alone. Listen, Richie, it is great to chat to you. As the old cliche goes, it's good to talk. Thanks a million for joining us today. We'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.